This is going to be the rapid fire round. You ready? Senator Ted Cruz goes to Iowa. People are talking about him getting something going for president. Is that what you're hearing?
I hadn't heard that. He's certainly very controversial, and I think it's way too soon for him to be thinking about that. I don't know that he's really thinking about that. I mean, you know, people say, well, you know, it wasn't too soon for Barack Obama. Of course, some people will say it was too soon for Barack Obama. In any case, I think there are plenty of good people with a little more experience to run for president in 2016. But he's a fascinating character, smart as can be.
Oh, he is smart.
And he's captivated Washington, both the people who praise him and the critics.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to care or could care less. Mitt Romney to CPAC. What's his message?
I think we're going to see. I think clearly he wants to play a role, and he wants to get back into public life. And you know, why shouldn't he? I mean, he was the nominee of the party. And let me simply say, and it'll become clear a week from now, that there's more that Mitt Romney is going to be doing.
Okay, really? Do you want to expand on that?
No.
All right. Do you know?
Yes.
If I get close, will you tell me?
No. What, are we going to play warmer, colder?
Yeah.
I play that with my grandchildren where I'll say, warmer, warmer, and they don't understand what that means, but they just walk around sort of stumbling around the room, and I've hidden something to try to get them to do it.
Right,
I'll do that with you. Warmer, colder.
All right, I will say that Mitt Romney wants to be vice president this time.
No.
Fox News contributor?
We're not playing 20 questions here, my friend.
Oh. I thought if I played, I would drag into it.
No.
Governor Christie, 74% approval rating. Is there any doubt in your mind he's lining up a presidential run?
Lining up is probably a little strong. Is he thinking seriously about it? Absolutely.
All right. Hillary Clinton, any doubt in your mind she's running?
Yeah, a little.
I think she's 100% running.
Why?
100% running. But go ahead. I should have answered my own question.
It's 4 years from now. Things happen. And, you know, let's see her health. Let's see what her disposition is. I mean, if you said to me, you've got to bet one way or the other, I'd bet that she's going to run. But I don't think it's an absolutely sure shot, no.
Now, well, my main goal in life is to make sure your ratings continue to rise. So, Chris Wallace, what's happening?
That is absolutely true.
And thank you very much. Chris, who's on this week?
We're going to have talk about sequestration. Obviously, by Friday, we'll be 5 days away. Both whether it's going to happen, it is, and secondly, how bad it's going to be, not as bad, overrated by people who call it Armageddon. So we're going to talk to Tom Coburn, the budget hawk, Republican senator from Oklahoma. We're still lining up a Democrat. And then the governors are in town. We're going to have the head of the Governors Association, Governor Markle of Delaware, and Scott Walker from Wisconsin, and talk to them about what goes on in the real world.
Scott Walker, okay.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
And listen, don't rule him out as a possible presidential candidate.
I know. He was on with us yesterday. Hey, listen.
I hate it when you do that.
Chris Wallace, always love talking to you. I look forward to seeing you soon and getting that quality time away from the microphones where you and I can just hang out.
Hey,
when
are you coming
catch
down and taking us to our thank you lunch for being on Fox and Friends?
I'm thinking April 23rd for Christmas. That'll be our Christmas lunch.
When's April 23rd? Let me see what day of the week of that is.
It's a Tuesday.
No, I don't come in on Tuesday. It has to be a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Well, actually, that'll work out good because Tuesday is the event. Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday.
Perfect.
All right. It'll be
done.
Great.
Done and done.
And then we'll play catch after.
And
then
we're going to go.
Then we'll play darts.
Big thick steaks.
Yeah. It'll be great. Then we'll hang out all day. And then we'll go to a club afterwards.
No, let's just make it lunch.
All right. Chris, thanks so much.
You know that dating service, It's Only Lunch, I think it's called, or something
just,
like
just
that?
Just Lunch?
Yeah, that's what this is. It's Only Lunch.
Right, and it's not going to be a date. Brett Baer will be there. Jennifer Griffin will be there. James Rosen will be there. Ed Henry will be there. But you'll be the center. Okay.
Rosen will be drinking. You know, he likes to have a couple of martinis.
Believe me, I could tell. I watch his reports.
There you go.
Chris, thanks so much.
Bye, Brian.
He's a nice person. Chris Wallace there. Now, listen, I see all the phone calls lining up, 1-866-408-7669. I have not heard from Arizona yet where we have KFPW. I know it's early, but it was snowing there. Tell us the story, as well as a lot of spring training baseball. Kilmeade and Friends.